We'd like to learn a Mishnah in Avos in the fifth Perek, together with a Parsha in Vayeshanan and a Sugya Menachos, and all this has to do with Talmud Torah. We would like to also take a look at the insights of a Sefer called the Yemei Tmimim. Let's begin with the Mishnah in Avos. Arba Midos b'talmidim. There are different types of attributes, types of profiles of students of Torah. Moher l'shmoa, umar li'abed. The first category is someone who listens, seems to comprehend, very quick grasp, but he forgets easily. Is yotze schar b'hefseido. The Mishnah is a little bit harsh and cynical in a sense, saying that all that he gained, he lost. He forgets what he learned. The second category is kasha lishmoa v'kasha li'abed. On the one hand, he retains his knowledge, but on the other hand, it's very hard for him to understand. His grasp is very, very limited. It's yotzef seido v'schara. In this case, it's just the reverse. You know, there's very little going in. In the first case, there's a lot going in, but it's all going out. In the second case, there's very little sinking in. The third category is Moyer Lishmo Vikasha Liavid. Wow, he's very quick in his comprehension and it's very difficult for him to forget. So he retains a great deal of knowledge. Zechelik Tov. This is the best of the bunch. Then he has the fourth category, which is Kasha Lishmo Umoyer Liavid Zechelik Ra. Here's a person who cannot comprehend much and whatever he comprehends, he forgets. So there's nothing left. Very little went in, and whatever went in went out. Arba midos biyoshvei lifnei chachamim. Again, the Mishnah here, we're fast-forwarding from Tesvav to Yudches, it describes various attributes of those who sit at the feet of the scholars. There's a sfog, there's a mashpech, there's a mashameres, there's a napa. These are four different categories of students. The first one is called a sfog. He's a sponge. Shu sofeg es hakol. He just absorbs everything. Umashpech, that's number two. Shemachnis bezo umotzi bezo. What goes in comes out. It's like a funnel. What you pour in is what comes out of the funnel. Mishameres. That's the third category. Shemotzia es hayayin v'koletes es hashmorim. It removes the wine, but what's left is the sediments. I'm not sure if that's, you know, positive or negative. We have to think about that. If the idea is to leave the shmor behind, then he's left with yayin, with pure yayin. If he ends up just with the shmorim that are left, that's not worth much. Nafa, a sieve, shemotzia es hakemach v'koletes es hasoles. That the kemach, which is valuable unto itself, but still has granules and pieces in it, goes out of this sieve, but what's left is the solus, the pure flour that's not adulterated or mixed with any sort of solus whatsoever. Amrei Shlokish, the Gemara Menachos on Tzadites, the famous Agadita about Talmud Torah. Kom shakech dovar echad mi Talmudo over bolav. Now, what this is all about is a parsha in Dvarim, Vayeshanan, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Tes, Raki Shomer Lecha, which sounds like a lashon of a lav, Ushmar Nafshecha, and guard yourself, mi'od, be very careful, pentishkach es hadvarim ashero einecha, lest you forget that which you saw, you beheld at Har Sinai, pen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha, something that has to be with you all your life, don't let it out of your mind, out of your heart, Vodatim levanecha levnevanecha, pass on the transmission, the tradition of what we saw and what we received at Harsina. Yom Asher Amadet levnei Hashem Elokecha bechorev be'amar Hashem Elai hakeli es ha'om vashmiyem es dvorai. Asher yilmedun lira osi kol ha'yomim asher heim chayim al adoma v'es b'neim yilamedun. We'll see soon in the Ramban that the Torah puts this mandate of remembering Har Sinai and passing it on to generations in a very specific perspective. All the different words and nuances in the Pesukim are telling us why and what is the goal. And based on this Pen Tishkach, Pen Yasur Milvavcha, which we said Pen is the language of a lav, Reish Lakish derives in Menachos that if somebody forgets his studies, his Talmud, over Balav, I mean, we begin to see why the Mishnah in Avos, describing as it were the various categories and profiles of Talmidim, puts those who are Meyerli Abed, who forget their learning, in a very pejorative context, because there's a lav involved in forgetting Torah. Shenemar, Hisham lechoshmar nafshcha miod, pen tishkachas advarim. Now keep in mind, the language of Reish Lakish here is mishakeach dover mi talmudo. It sounds like there's some active process of forgetting. You know, we, as psychological beings, we tend to forget things that we want to forget. We tend to remember things that are very precious and very important to us. In this case, there's an active involvement in forgetting. Hamashakeach, that's an active verb. Later on, we'll see cases and situations described as onus, where he simply couldn't retain all that knowledge. But in any event, at this point, we're talking about a violation of a lav, over belav, and it's all based on this parasha that we read. Rabbi Loi has a different statement. Kol makom shenemar hishomer pen v'al. These three lishonos, hishomer pen and al, eno elo lotas, are all languages that indicate a lav. So here we start with pen, and that indicates a lav, because that's one of the three lishonos that are singled out here by Rabbi Ovin. Not only that, the parsha opens with the word hishomer. And Hishomer is also one of the three Lishonos mentioned here. And what we have here is Hishomer Lecha Pen Tishkach, and this indicates a lav. Omar Av Ilah. And now we have the statement of Rav Ilah, and he includes, as we saw before, those three Lishonos, which apply here as a backdrop to the statement of Reish Lakish. Ravina Amar Hishomru Pen Shnei Lavim Ninhu. Now the premise is that Ravina is also, like the previous statements in the Gemara recorded here, focused on the Parsha in Veschanon and the Lav of Meshakech Dover Mi Echad Mi Talmudo. Ravina wants to emphasize that there's a double lav, a double violation here, this Hishomer and Pen, because they both appear in Pasuk Tes. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak goes a step further over, B'shlosha lavim, there's even a third lav, and why is that? Shenemar Hishomer lecha ushmar nafshecha. So we start with Hishomer lecha, and then we have Hishomer ushmar nafshecha, and then we have Pen tishkach es advarim. So what we have is, number one, Hishomer. Then we have Shmar Nafshcha. Number three, we have Pen Tishkach. Pen. So we have three lavim. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Yochel, do all these lavim apply afilu machmas onso? If someone just couldn't retain that knowledge, Talmud Lomar. Now we read the next part of the Pasuk. And it says, Upen yasuru milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. And that involves yasuru milvavcha, some sort of active process of forgetting. B'mesira milibo akosim b'davra. He deliberately puts them out of his mind and out of his heart. The Gemara continues and tells us of the Dostoy, Brabyana Yomar, yochal afilu tokfol of mishnoso. A person who's overwhelmed and he can't retain the massive amount the huge volume of knowledge that he's acquired in Torah study, does he also come under these violations? Talmud Lomar Rak. The Torah opens this parasha with a mute to exclude, and that's Rak. And let's use it for the case of Tokfa Olav Mishnoso. He was overwhelmed by the massive volume of knowledge that he had studied. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, D'Amri Chavayu, Torah Nitna B'Arba'im. The Torah was given within that framework of 40 days. Uneshama Notzra B'Arba'im. And the soul enters into the body of the fetus after 40 days. Kol HaMeshaber Torah, so if someone retains very carefully the knowledge that he acquired in Torah, and Torah represents number 40, Nishmasa Mishtaberes, his soul will likewise be protected in the body. V'chol She'eino Meshamer Torah, if he doesn't observe and carefully make sure that he doesn't forget the Torah, he retains it, Ein Nishmasa Mishtaberes, he doesn't have a good hold on his neshama. So the 40-40 Gzeira Shava here is telling us that the neshama in the body and its life depends upon the Torah. Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Mashal Li Odom Shemosar Tzipar Dro Li Avdo. There's a bird that loves to fly away and find its freedom. And a person who owns such a bird gave the bird to his servant. Omar Kimiduma. Kimeduma ata imata ma'abda shani notil mimcha iser bedameha is nishmas chani notil mimcha. In this mashal, the adon, the owner, warns his eved. You know, I'm not just going to subtract and deduct a certain profit or a certain employment fee, a wage, because you lost this bird. But more than that, it's not just the Isar B'Domeo, that coin that it's worth, but Nishmoscha Ninotel Mimcha. Hashem says, protect this Tzipar Dror, this Torah that you have acquired. You know, watch over it. Hover over it. Don't let it slip by and fall between your fingers. Be very careful and protective of the Torah that you studied. And the Bali Musar, of course, inject at this point in the Gemara the element of chazorah and the responsibility of a student to review his lesson so many and so many times in order to guarantee that he doesn't forget his lesson. Now, amongst the Moni HaMitzvos, one of the Bali HaTosis is the Sefer HaYireim Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, and he actually counts this parsha as a separate independent mitzvah in the Taryag. It's mitzvah Chof Ches, and he writes, Divrei Yotzrecha, what the Torah, the Creator, has told us, Tein al libcha tamid, that something that we should be careful about being cognizant of on a constant, regular basis, Kedeksiv, quoting the Pasuk in Vaschanon, Hisham lecha ushmar nafshcha miyod pentishkach sadvarim v'gomer. And he quotes this Pasuk in Parshas Vaschanon, we must not forget the Torah. Utnan b'mesechta avos, and he quotes a Mishnah in Avos. This is not our Mishnah, but it's a very, very much related Mishnah. Kol HaShokheach Dovar Echad MiMishnaso is Milo of Akosiv Kilu Mischayev B'Nafsho. The severity of the crime of forgetting Torah is such that it's almost as if he deserves to die. It's a capital crime. Shenemar Chaki Shom Lecho Shvar Nafshcho Miod Pentishkach. It sounds like you're not only guarding your Torah and your knowledge, but also nafshecha, your very lifeblood, your very existence. And again, this seems to reflect what we saw in the sugya in Menachos, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, the comparison between the 40 days of Torah and the 40 days of the creation of the neshama. This is a critical mitzvah, a command that really controls, in a sense, our very lives. And it can jeopardize our existence if we're not careful about it. The Ram goes on to say, Yochel afil tokfa olav mishnasa tamlon pets yasuru milvavcha enu chayv ad she yeshev viasiram milibo. Now, the language of the Iranim seems to imply that in that middle stage, between the two extremes, we have one extreme of a person deliberately gets so alienated and removes himself from the Torah that he forgets the Torah. And then on the other polar extreme, you have the person who was completely onus, he was overwhelmed, he couldn't retain the knowledge. In the middle, you have that gray area of someone who didn't deliberately forget his Torah, but yet perhaps could have been more careful. When the Yoreim formulates the Ptur, you know, he who is exempt from this terrible punishment for forgetting his Torah, he describes it as someone who is eno chayev at sheyeshe v'yasirom milibo. He's not chayev, and again we're talking about a chayev misa, unless he deliberately, in that other polar extreme that we described, forgets his Torah. But we don't know what's the story with the middle category of someone who is a little bit negligent with Chazorah and retaining his Torah. Again, he's not Chayv Misa, but maybe he's not as potur as the Tokfol of Mishnoso. Pirish. Now the Yoreim addresses the question, what does it mean, Yasiram Milvavo, Pirishem Mifana Libo Levatola? He gets distracted for things that are outside the realm of Torah study. That itself, that focus in a very heavy way on things that are outside of the pale of the Torah, that itself is a way of forgetting Torah. And that makes him guilty. Upentishkach lavu, as a summary of the fact that the Yoreim has counted this prohibition of forgetting Torah in the Taryag, he quotes the Pasuk Pentishkach, that we've already seen, but he adds that Pentishkach is a language of a lav. Kidr avilah, diyomar avilah, kamokum shenema tishkach, tishmar pen vial, eno ela lotas. Now, the big issue that we want to address now is the Rambam. The Rambam omits this mitzvah in Taryak. And why is that so? Why did the Rambam omit this mitzvah in the counting of Taryag? Perhaps it's included in one general mitzvah called Talmud Torah. And in fact, the Mefarshim all ask, what is Talmud Torah? The Rambam calls a whole section of the Mishnah Torah, say from either Talmud Torah. It doesn't say Limud Torah, it says Talmud. Talmud is a more general, all-inclusive term, and it might include even forgetting your Torah as part of the mitzvah to learn Torah. Learn Torah and retain its knowledge. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah says, Ad emos haychayev odom lilmo Torah ad yom moso, shenemar Upen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. The Rambam quotes our pasuk, the parsha in Vaschanon, pen yasuru milvavcha, but the emphasis in the Rambam is on kol yimei chayecha, that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and the Rambam formulates now an essay, a positive command of studying Torah, but study Torah every day, till the day you die. V'kol zman shelo yasok belimud hu shokheach. So that the shichacha here does not seem to be an iser lav, as we saw in the Gemara and in the Yoreim, but rather it is part of the mitzvah saseh, that it's not enough to study Torah, but it also requires that a person studies Torah in a way that he will not forget his Torah, and in this case it means to study Torah for the entire, continuously until the last day of his life, including the last day of his life. And that's the pen yasur milvavcha. It's not pen yasur milvavcha that you were meshakech limudo, but that you're required to continue learning on a constant basis. You know, if you drop the ball, then you're going to forget. The Rambam says, "Kol zman shel yasok b'limud hu shokheach." And of course, the Rambam, in the same halacha, speaks about the fact that, you know, the chiyuv limud Torah is constant, and the hisham lecha and pen yasur milvocha is swallowed into that formulation of the Rambam about the chiyuv limud Torah. That's why the Rambam will include this parsha in Vaschanan as a separate law for forgetting Torah, but rather as part of the mitzvah say of Chayav Adam Lilmot Torah. Now let's take a look at Rashi in Parshas Vaschanan. On the Pasuk Yisham Lecha Pen Tishkach Hasadvarim, Rashi writes, Oz Kishalo Tishkechu Osam, if you won't forget your Torah, V'ta'asum Al Amitosam, and you will implement the Torah and fulfill its mandate in the most truthful, perfect way. Techoshvu chachomim unevonim. The parasha describes ki chachmaskam v'minaskam le'nagoyim and v'yim ta'avsu osam. But if we take the Torah and we pervert the Torah, we falsify the Torah, we make the Torah into an ivus, meaning we take the Torah that's straight and we make it krum, mitok shichara, because we forget the Torah, is techash v'shotim. You know, the opposite of chachom nevonim, you know, then the Torah becomes, you know, if chas shom we wave the Torah in such a way in which we've perverted the Torah, then it becomes indicative of idiosyncrasy, of idiocy, of shtus. A lot is at stake over here, and according to Rashi, that's what's inherent in this parsha of Lo Tishkach, that we cannot forget the Torah, because when we start forgetting the Torah, we start perverting the Torah and presenting it in a false way. Now, in terms of halacha on Talmud Torah, although the Rambam is the Chumash, the Torah of Chsav almost, insofar as he codified the laws of Talmud Torah, the Torah of Baal Peh is the Rav Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch. Because the Admor HaZaken writes Hilchos Talmud Torah, and he has what's called the Kunshus Achrona, which he expands and embellishes the laws of Torah. And if you look in Perek Gimel at the very beginning, he writes, V'hodlo mona haramam lav zeb v'minyan ha-mitzvah shel taryag. He says, why didn't the Rambam count, as the Ram did, the mitzvah of Lo Tishkach, of in the counting of the Taryag, and not only that, gam bechibur lohevi iser lav zeklal, and yet the Rambam, even in his Mishnah Torah, forget about his Sefer Mitzvah for the time being, omitted any mention of this prohibition about forgetting the Torah. Hashani bebraisa begemara, and yet in the braisa and the gemara and the sugya, it's recorded, as we saw in the sugya Menachos Yesh Lomar. The answer being Bishum de Sfirle Das Horazu, de Hishamalcha Pentishkach Eno Lav Bifne Atzmo. There's no separate Avera here in which the Torah joined us forgetting our Torah. Elo Hishomer de Essay Nami Lavu. That when the Gemara used the term Lav, we're talking about a Hishomer de Essay, meaning sometimes you have to avoid X in order to fulfill Y. In the Lashon Gemara, that might be called a lav, because you're called upon to avoid something, in this case, avoid forgetting the Torah. But it's really the flip side of the essay of learning, studying, and acquiring the Torah knowledge, and retaining the Torah knowledge. And he gives an example of such a parallel structure in the Rambam Perek Daled Milchus Tefillin. You know, the Torah says, watch the Tefillin, but the Rambam sees that as a kium of Kiddushas Tefillin, Hachinami Hishomer Di Esehu Lefi Das HaRamam. The Rambam certainly understood that the Hishomer here is part of the essay. In other words, be careful not to forget the Torah is all part of the command to learn the Torah, study it, and retain it. Moshe Kosev Behejad Emosai Chayev, as the Rambam says explicitly, Lilmod Ad Yomoso. The mitzvah say, as a general all-encompassing command of studying Torah, the way it's properly done, and the iser of forgetting is all part of the same thing, because the positive command of studying Torah requires that we retain its knowledge rather than forget it. That's the Das HaRamba. Hashochech machma she'eno chozer limudo karoy efshe davi b'chlal tokfa olav mishnoso. At this point, the Rav Shulchan Aruch raises a suffix. He vacillates about that middle category that we indicated earlier. He's not deliberately forgetting his Torah. It's quite possible he's not even distracting himself, as the Yireyim had said about Mefana Libo Levatola for Dvar B'Telim. But we're talking about a person who does not do an adequate job of Chazara. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch is inclined to think that perhaps he's included under the category of Tukfal of Mishnaso, which again, earlier we didn't know if Tukfal of Mishnaso is completely exonerated, he's a Tzadik Gomor, or that also is a little bit of a Pagam. And he says, Kedisnan she'eno mischayev ad she'yeshev v'yasirom milibo, because the real shpitz, the complete total violation of this lav of Lo Yasur Milvavcha, is someone who deliberately sits down, so to speak, and forgets his Torah. He takes it out of his system. So Vagam Eino Over, and such a person who did not do an adequate job in Chazor doesn't violate this law. Kede Isa, Kede Tanya, B'menoch Hashom, I know he shomer the essay. El Dezed Dochak, he's not happy with this. Shaharamam Yefarish Pirush Tokfa Shalo Kipshuta Kipirush Rashi Viraav Vishar Mefarshim Sheva Mishnah. In other words, the Mefarsha Mishnah, starting with Rashi, they interpret that Tokfa all of Mishnaso refers to someone who really is completely guiltless. In the Rambam's frame of reference, it could be that Tokfal of Mishnaso is someone who has and carries some element of guilt because he didn't do a proper Chazorah. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch goes on to present his unique shita in the study of Talmud Torah about Chazorah and how critical it is that we learn a part of Torah and then review it and remember it, and then only at that point do we go on to study more Torah. Now, on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, there's the super commentary of the Megillas Esther. And his comment is hopefully going to be an introduction to the Ramban. The Ramban, in his critique of the Sefer HaMitzvos, authored a work called Shichas HaLavim, meaning, with a very careful research and reading of the Rambam, he wants to know what lavim did the Rambam, is Rambam guilty of omitting? And the Megillas Esther makes the following point. He says, Mashalo mono harav, why didn't the Rambam count this lav of Pentishkach in the Taryag? Hu lefisha gam zosi mitzvah koleles kol haTorah kula. Now, one of the shroshim, the rules of the Rambam in terms of counting mitzvahs and omitting certain things that look like a mitzvah but shouldn't be counted as a mitzvah, one of the rules is that a mitzvah koleles, a general mitzvah like serve, you know, many times, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu says, especially in Sefer Dvarim to Bnei Yisrael, serve your God, that's not going to be counted in Taryag. That's a general mitzvah that includes the entire Torah. Something like Kedoshim Tiyu might fit under the category. In any event, Megillas Esther claims that the lav of Shichas HaTorah is really nothing more than a mitzvah klolis. HaKololis is kol HaTorah kula. Vehu, shelo nishkach es hadvar mesharo einecho. We shouldn't forget that which we saw, we beheld, at Harsinai, dainu inyan HaTorah kula, all of the Torah of Shnei Melech, said that really what's written here in this parasha about, you know, the law that enjoins us from getting the Torah is that we should go in the ways of the Torah and we should fulfill its mitzvos. And he suggests that perhaps that's what Rashi means when Rashi says on the pasuk, as we saw earlier, he shom lecha pentishkach zadvarim, shlo tishkuhu osom vitasum ala mitosom techoshvu chachom menevonim vintavsuam tavsu osom mitoshichecha techoshvu shotim. In other words, that Rashi understood that this mitzvah's essay, although it's written as a lav, commands us to fulfill the entire Torah. And that's what it means, v'tasum al amitasum, Lashon Rashi. The Ramban, on the other hand, so again, in terms of why the Rambam omits this mitzvah, we have two general approaches, and there are specific nuances of differences between them. We had one approach to say that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a positive mitzvah, includes knowledge and retaining the knowledge, and therefore Hisham Lecha Pen, Tishkach, etc., is nothing more than the essay. And then we have another approach in which this mitzvah is focused on remembering Har Sinai and fulfilling all its mitzvos, and Ta'asum al Amitasam, as Rashi says, as a mitzvah sase koleles, which incorporates the entire Torah and is not to be counted in Taryag. The Ramban, in the second mitzvah that he lists, which he accuses the Rambam of having omitted, Shenimna'enu, we were prevented, meaning enjoined, Shelo Nishkach Maimed Har Sinai. This is a specific mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. Velo Nasir Oso Midatenu, we shouldn't put it out of our minds, meaning we should never be alienated and out of touch with the awareness and the acknowledgement of Har Sinai. That's something that has to be indelibly impressed in our memory and never to be forgotten. Our entire life, we are really connected, both in terms of our intellect and our emotions, to that experience of Har Sinai. And that's a mitzvah unto itself, that we should not at any point be disconnected from the memory of Har Sinai. And in that sense, the pasuk tells us, says the Ramban, Hisham lecha ushmar nafshecha miyod, petishkach es hadvar mashero einecha. All the emphasis here is hadvar mashero einecha, and pen yesur milvavcha, and the lev. So we have the ayin, the einayim, and the lev. Kol yimecha yecha vadatim levanecha levnecha yom asher amadet lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. And we have to notify, or shall we say, pass on the transmission, the tradition of what we experienced at our Sinai to our children and our grandchildren, etc. V'akavona b'zeh gedola miyot. And this idea of transmitting the experience of Maimon Har Sinai is very fundamental. It's not something that should be lost in the shuffle and omitted from Tayyag. And imayu b'divrei Torah, in other words, if we were to raise the possibility, chas v'shalom, in our minds, that Torah comes only from a Navi, all we rely on is one person, one human being as a prophet, even though we accept the truth of that prophet, in Yenivuah, so he's a true prophet, v'osos, uvamofsim, but nevertheless, im yakum bikirbenu navi, o cholem chalom bizman min azmanim, what would happen if somewhere down the line in Jewish history a prophet would, self-appointed prophet or a dreamer would get up at some point via Tavenu and tell us hefach min haTorah, something to violate in the Torah, and he gave us an oath, he gave us a mofes, he proves it with miraculous signs, is tia Torah nasota al yad hasheni, and he wants to say that now the Torah should be chas v'shalom rejected. And what happens? Yachnis b'libeinu safek al zeh. We begin to doubt that maybe the second Navi, insofar as he contradicts and contravenes the first Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he's telling the truth. So what is the power that's vested, or what is the ability that Klal Yisrael have to maintain throughout all of history our dedication to the Torah of Moshe and not be swayed or persuaded by any sort of Navi that might get up in one generation or another? Kishigianu bira Torah mi pia gvura loz nenu veinenu roos. Because we heard the Torah directly, we saw the Torah being given. Ancham em tsoy, there's no intermediary, is nakhish kol cholek v'chol misapik unashaker oso. He says this is our counter weapon. You know, we are equipped with a powerful weapon which protects our souls, our hearts, from being persuaded, chas v'shalom, against the Torah, because we ourselves saw, we heard, no, there were no intermediaries, and therefore we can tell any such Navi that he's a Navi Sheker, he's lying, v'lo yo'ilu os, no matter what miracles he produces, v'lo yatzlu mi'adenu mofes, and any mo-face that he creates, that's, we're not impressed. We will not reject the Torah. We are always committed and dedicated to Torah. Shnachtu yodim v'edim, we know, and we are witnesses, b'shikruso, to his falsification, u'b'chuzuso, and the fact that he is erratically trying to undermine our belief in the Torah. Zehu, and this is Shenemar v'maimed Har Sinai, in Parashas Yisro it says, Gam b'choya minu li'olam. The emphasis here is li'olam. Li'olam means we're going to believe in Torah's Moshe forever and ever. V'hu inyan abo mi parashas ki yokum b'kircha novi ol chalom chalom. So that even though the idea of a false prophet is only going to be mentioned, formulated in the Torah later on in Parashas Re'eh, we're only in Parashas Vaschana, but nevertheless the entire essence of Parashas Vaschana has to be seen in the broader context of Parashas Re'eh, of the temptation, chas v'shalom, to believe in some sort of false prophet who's trying to persuade us to the effect that, you know, the Torah is no longer valid, or some sort of falsification of the Torah. And therefore, Kfar Bir HaRav Zal B'Sefer HaMada, the Rambam himself has dedicated a great deal of halacha and his codes in the Yisod HaTorah Perek Ches to this concept of not being persuaded by a false prophet. Who Yisod Gadol b'Torah v'hi amaniya ha'bo lonum b'pasuk pentishka zvarim sharulecha. What protection do we have in terms of the transmission of the Torah and the dedication to its truth against any false prophet? It's the fact that we will not forget that experience, that personal experience of Har Sinai. Osneinu shamanu, einenu roos. And that's going to give us that fortified protection against the influences of these false prophets that may arise and try to persuade us through the generations. And that's what it means, pentishka dvar mesharo einecha. V'hizir pen yasuru min alev. What does it mean that you put it out of your heart? Miho diem lebanim ulbnei banim ledoros olam. By putting it out of your heart and not putting it up front, you will neglect passing it on to your children and transmitting it to your grandchildren for all generations till the end of time. V'al tita bazeh mipnei drosham berishon shel kedushin. Be careful not to be influenced and mistaken based on a gemara, a drosh in the gemara. In at the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, it says l'banecha l'bnei banecha b'limanat Torah l'bnei bonin, that this becomes, this pasuk here in Vaschana, becomes the source for the chiyuv of the grandfather to teach Torah to his grandson. Ki limud emunas haTorah hu halimud b'Torah. It means that when this parsha is teaching us about emunah b'Torah, meaning not forgetting the great personal direct experience of Har Sinai, and therefore having a emunah in the Torah, that itself is part of Limud HaTorah. And therefore it doesn't contradict our premise, says the Ramban, if the Gemara derives from Bnei Bonecha a responsibility upon the grandfather to teach Torah to his grandson. Aval nisbonen v'nikach raya midivreyem ki hi mitzvah olamis. We should see in these words of the Gemara in Kiddushin and the obligation of a grandfather to teach Torah to his grandson a proof to the fact that we're talking about a mitzvah olamis, this is a mitzvah that has to be counted in Taryak. I mean, in other words, if the Gemara is interpreting this parasha in terms of teaching a grandson Torah, that's a mitzvah olamis. And the Torah is addressing all the generations. And that makes it a mitzvah that has to be counted in Taryak. Shel yishkechu inyan ha-mamad ahu, we should never forget that great experience. Shehoyah l'chol odom, that every member of the Jewish folk, b'maris einayim, personally experienced with the sight of his eyes, u'shmias hasneihem, and the hearing of his ears, v'she'atiku mizeh midor l'dor l'olam, and he should pass through the transmission this experience from generation to generation for all the generations, Adam for nine of his zos mitzvahs losaseh zochra bala lochos. And indeed, the Bahag counted this as a losase unto itself. We saw it in the Urayim. And Harav Shokacha Gamkein. And yet, the Rambam somehow forgot to count it in the Taryat. Now, not only in his critique on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos did the Ramban emphasize this, but in as well in his commentary on the Torah in Parshas Vayeshanan, Rak he also makes a very big deal about this yisod of emunah of our faith. Shlo tishkechum, we should not forget the Torah. He quotes Rashi, and then he says, "Lefi daiti, what this pasuk is establishing is a mitzvah lo saseh," meaning that we have to be very careful. And our care has to express itself in a dedication to all the mitzvos and to observe all the chukim, the statutes, and the mishpatim, lasosam, in order to implement them. But here, chazar v'yoma rak, he adds the word rak, ani mo, kam mi'od lishama, I warn you over and over again to be very careful. Iskar, what is the source of these mitzvot? Not to forget Mar Sinai, right? You saw the voices and the noise and the fire. Eskfodu, and you saw the glory of Hashem, Eskodu, and His greatness. And the words, the voice of God that you heard from the fire. And then the Ramban goes on to say, and you have to notify and transmit to your children, your grandchildren, for all generations, what you saw at the Maimed HaNichbad HaHu, meaning Har Sinai. And then he goes on to say that the reason why there's so much emphasis here on remembering Maimed Har Sinai is so that it instills with us a yira, a certain fear, kol hayomim, v'espinechem telamdun l'doros olam, in order that we implement the mitzvahs and we should not forget the mitzvahs. And his here b'mitzvahs losa, so this is an introduction in a sense to the Aseres HaDibros, that we shouldn't forget anything from that great Maimad. You know, those who point out that the Aseres HaDibros have a special status, they can quote this Ramban, this line, this single line as a proof, because the Ramban says that this lav of not forgetting Maimad Har Sinai refers to and introduces the Aseres HaDibros, giving a certain stature and status to the Aseres HaDibros. And then he writes that in addition to the losaseh pentishkach, where we forget Maimed Har Sinai, there's also the flip side, the mitzvaseh shenodia bo, that we should notify regarding the Aseres HaDibros and the Maimed Har Sinai l'chol zareinu midor l'dor, for our children, our grandchildren, for all generations, that which was seen and that which was heard. And then he goes on to give the whole spiel that we saw in the Sefer HaMitzvos about what the Torah describes in Parashas Re'eh, the possibility that Yaakov b'kirbeinu novio chalom, The possibility that a so-called prophet or visionary, a dreamer, will come in one generation tell us to do the opposite of what it says to the Torah. But we know that the Torah came to us mipi agvura, oznenu, re'enu roos. There was no intermediary. We got it straight from God. And therefore we'll be able to contradict any and reject any of the words of any cholik, of anyone who comes forward to add a counter-argument, to put the Torah Chas V'Shalom into a suffix, and we're going to assume that any such person is telling absolute lies. Because we know and we recognize his lies insofar as we were there at Har Sinai to see and to hear. That's why it says regarding our Sinai that we will believe in Moshe Rabbeinu li'olam. Kikshenatik gam ken adover l'paneinu, when we pass the tradition on to our children, yedu, they will know shehi adover emes below sofek, that is truth without any doubt, as if ra'u kol adoros, all the generations actually saw it. Why? Because our children trust their parents. Lo na'id shekel l'paneinu. A parent would not falsify the truth that he transmits to his child. V'lo nanchil osam divrei hevel. We should not pass on to them, point off them on vanities. V'im v'ein bom moel, things that they can't, you know, they can't implement, that have no toelis. They're totally meaningless. And therefore, as a result of that, the children lo yistapku klal beidoseinu v'shenoylem. They will never doubt our testimony. But rather, aminu bevadei shara'inu kulonu beinenu v'kol mashis siparnu lehem. Now, we mentioned the Sefer Yireyim in Mitzvah Chaf Ches. Let's see if we can complete it. He has a flip side, a positive side, based on a parasha in Ekev, where the Torah says, Voya Ekev v'samtem es dvarai eila al levavchem. Says the Yireyim, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyasimu Yisrael Divrei Torah Libam, that every Jew has to put the Divrei Torah, so to speak, on his heart, Pirish, and he interprets it as Sima. What does it mean to place it on his heart? She Yizkar Divrei Torah V'yasimam Al Libo Tadir. He's got the Torah, so to speak, right in front of his eyes and in front of his heart on a constant basis. V'yegobahem Belibo. And he's constantly studying the Torah. Shebechol shavet shoshe choshev adam divrei Torah v'hoge b'levavo. Every hour that he's thinking about divrei Torah and contemplating its words and with an emotional connection is mekayim mitzvahs v'samtem es dvarei eila. Meaning es dvarei eila alavavchem. Holamadeto gedulasam shalom dei Torah v'hogeha shemekayim es ha-mitzvos b'chol eis. It's unbelievable that someone who's dedicated to Torah on a constant basis, totally, exclusively dedicated to Torah, he fulfills both a mitzvah losas of the pentishkach and a mitzvah saseh at every moment. That's in addition to the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Tanya v'sifri v'samtem es dvarai zu Talmud Torah ukshartem osam elu tefillin eli elu tefillin v'talmud Torah shar mitzvos minayin v'samtem tamalom v'samtem harei ata don binyan av mishneim atzad hashoveh. What you have is in the sifri atzad hashoveh, between tefillin and Torah, each representing the entire body in the corpus of the Torah. And it seems clearly from the Sifri that v'samtem es dvarai eila alavavchem is a mitzvah say, and serves as a basis for this binyan av, that when we fulfill the entire corpus of the Torah and we dedicate ourselves to all the mitzvahs, we are fulfilling v'samtem es dvarai eila alavavchem. That, but we can single out the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on a constant basis as a unique fulfillment of v'samtem es dvarai eila levavchem. So we have, in a sense, a literal, straightforward interpretation of this pasuk, which means the awareness, constant awareness and dedication to the study of Torah, of Higayim b'Torah. That's the simple, straightforward pshat, but we can broaden it to include a general dedication to all the mitzvahs, and that comes under V'samtem Estvari Eila Alevavchem. There's no question that the Rambam would consider V'samtem Estvari Eila Alevavchem as a mitzvah klolus. If you remember what we discussed earlier in the name of the Megillas Esther, certainly V'samtem Estvari Eila Alevavchem, which according to the Sefri refers to embellishing and accepting, embracing, I would say, not embellishing, but embracing and accepting the entire corpus of the Torah, that for sure is a mitzvah klolus. Now what we'd like to do is dedicate ourselves to an understanding of the insights of the Brisker Rav in his Chidushim on the Torah in Parashas Veschanan on the words V'hayu advar me'ilah sharnoki mitzav chayom al livavecha. And this is, of course, in Kriyat Shema. He says that this is a tzivui, a special command on Zechiras HaTorah, remembering the Torah. So we have now another parsha that obligates remembering the Torah, retaining its knowledge. Till now we've been focused exclusively on the parsha in Vaschanan Pentishkas HaDvarim, but now we have another element here of V'hoyu HaDvarim Eilu Asher Nochim Tzavchayom Alevavecha. And this is Zechiras HaTorah. And the Brisker Rav equates it with Pen Yasur Bilvavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha, which according to the Mishnah in Avos is a warning in joining us from forgetting even one concept of Torah, Dovrecham Mishnaso. And based on the sugi that we saw in Menachos, the language of Pen Yasur Milvavcha is a lav, and a person who forgets Torah violates a lav. And here we see it in a tzivui of Vayu Advar Me'ilah Alevavecha. U'mitzvah saseh al zeshiyeh tomen alevav v'yoshkochum. So we have both a lotaseh and an essay. And then the Brisker Rav makes reference to the Targum Yonasan that there's something called kasve aluach libayo, that when it says alev avecha, it means that it's got to be written or inscribed on the tabula of the heart. And what it means is shiuksuvim alevavo tamid v'lo yishkachem, that he should inscribe the Torah on his heart, never to forget them. And here he quotes the Keser Rosh in terms of the testimonies of Reb Chaim Volozhin regarding the Gra. Pinyan Ashokhech Dovrech Mishnas Zekoel Rishonish Alomdu Bal Peh. Number one, Reb Chaim says that the Rishonim studied things Bal Peh, that they knew it by heart, which means Habir Brazeti Ikras Horizu Al Atorish Bal Peh. Torah Bal Peh is considered Mishnaso. So when we talk about Hashokhech Dovrech Mishnaso, he didn't sufficiently review a piece of Torah Shabal Peh. And the Gemara Brachos on Daf Hei says that mitzvah is a reference to Mishnah. The Rambam in his introduction to the commentary on the Mishnah writes that Torah zu Torah shebichsav mitzvah zu perusha u mitzvah zu eyanikres Torah shebal peh. So we have two concepts here. We have Mishnah, we have mitzvah and Mishnah. Mitzvah referring to Torah shebichsav and mitzvah referring to Torah shebal peh. And this is what the Rambam seems to indicate in Hilchos Shechita when he writes that. And also, you have to really study the Mavel Talmud, which is published in the beginning of Masechta Brachos. In any event, HaMishnah hi HaNikreis Torah Shebal Peh v'hi Yisod HaTorah She'etiku Mimoshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Ad Yemei Rabbeinu HaKodesh Olav HaShalom HaNimsoros midar l'dar. So we're talking about Torah Shebal Peh, which is transmitted from one generation to the other. V'alo disnan v'im shochach torechmi hakabbalah anim seres lo areizem ischayim benafsha. So we're really focused here on Mishnah, on Torah Shebal Peh, on that which he receives that was transmitted to him, and he forgets it, then he's mischayim benafsha. And that's what we see in our Mishnah. We're referring to Torah Shebal Peh. Kol ha, kol shokhech, dovrechem mi-mishnah. So we're talking about Torah Shebal Peh. Aval achar shekvar nechtam ha-talmud v'nifskha kabbola shel Torah Shebal Peh, ish mi-pi ish, shuv ein ze bechlal, shokhech, dovrechem mi-mishnah. So v'ikar hazhora, Hazu hi al ha-mishnah ha-mesura bal peh shelo tishkach. Comes out according to this Mavola Talmud that when a person forgets Torah Shebal Peh, we're talking about a period of time in which Torah Shebal Peh was passed orally from one generation to the other. Once Torah Shebal Peh is committed to writing, and it's no longer Ba'al Peh, which literally means orally, then the lav of Lo Tishkach is lifted. And Al Pizeish Lefarish Gamkein De Ikra Tzivu Shalvayu Advarma Eila Alav Avecha Hu Al Torah Shebal Peh Shlo Tishkach Mimenu. So when the Torah says Alav Avecha, means make sure the Torah Shebal Peh is on your lav and you shouldn't forget it. Because the word mitzvah is an allusion to Torah Shebal Peh. Mitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh. Then the Brisker Rav quotes a Medrash Rabbah . And what's the language of the Medrash Rabbah? Parshas Kitiso Penya Suru Milvavcha Zeu Torah Shebal Peh. Another proof that we're talking about forgetting Torah Shebal Peh. V'yinei ksiv achkach v'shinanto v'nech v'yishrashi m'loshen shinun v'chidud ulo v'targum unkelis v'targem v'tasninun libanecha v'yinfush v'loshon v'yinfarish lo v'loshon mishnah. V'imkeni Shlomar, dehuzet tzivui al mesiras hakabol talminim shizuhi ha-mishnah. So this whole drasha here of v'shinantam levanecha is Torah Shebal Peh. V'zeu shedarshu b'sifri levanecha ilu ha-talmidim, t'yena kosim v'davrakan midin chovas ha'av lilmod Lilamedes benot Torah, kach midin mesiras hakabola shal Torah Shebal Peh l'talminim shetim sheches midor dor shal ze hu ikar pashta shakabola shal Torah Shebal Peh shenikris mitzvah teheishmur bilvavenu umesura libanenu achreinu. That the mitzvah here is to receive the Torah Shebal Peh and pass it on to the talminim in a way that we guarantee that it will not be forgotten. But rather this passing on the Torah will be nimsheches, will be continuing dar dar for any generation. And it should be shmura bilfavenu. We should, you know, maintain and retain the knowledge of Torah Shebal Peh umasura lebanenu achreinu and pass it on to the next generation. So then the Brisker Rav makes reference to the Tanchum at the beginning of Parshas Noach. But the emphasis here is clearly on Torah Shebal Peh. V'chein v'parshas v'aschan liel k'siv u'shmartem v'asisem pirush Rashi u'shmartem ze mishnah yeshlomer gamken u'tzivu al shmiras ha-mishnah shel tishkach. So there's so many different commands in the Torah not to forget Torah Shebal Peh, but rather to pass it on to the next generation and to generations down the line. V'zeh u'dizosayim achkach raki shomer l'cha pen tishkach. It's not just the mitzvah say of a shinantem or shmartem, but rather it's also a losaseh of pentishkach. Hakosav misayim vodatem levanecho levnei vanecho. And then this whole pasuk, this whole section ends with the pasuk Vodatol of Hanechel of Nevenecha. If you recall, back in Vaschan and Dala, that was the end of pasuk Tes. Ulechad man diobik kedushin hare ein chiyuv klal lamid leben bino torel akosim edaber hocha bidin chovas mesirus hakabol midor dor. So there are two opinions here as to what this Vodatol of Hanechel of Nevenecha is all about. Is it specific to the chiyuv of teaching a grandson Torah, or is it a general obligation of passing on the tradition of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Kabbalah, from one generation to the other? Now, although here in the Keser Rosh, Reb Chaim Valosh doesn't mention the Gaon, he mentions the Rishonim, who did not forget Torah Shebaal Peh and they memorized it. They committed it to memory, but elsewhere in his Nefesh HaChayim, in his introduction, he does mention that the Gaon was very careful about memorizing the Torah, and it was engraved, you know, it's like in front of his eyes, even if he had nothing in front of him. Now, at the beginning of the year, we discussed the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Talmud Torah, specifically in Perek Gimel. I want to go back to Perek Beis. There the Rav Shulchan Aruch writes about Shokheach Dover Echad Mishnoso Machma Shalo Chazar Limudei Karoi, and if he's negligent and guilty of not doing enough Chazar, that's why he forgot his Torah, is Milo of Hakosav, it's almost as if Kilu Mischai Benafsha. That's how the Rav Shulchan Aruch is interpreting our Gemara. We talk about the obligation of remembering, retaining one's Torah knowledge, and the Isur, if someone, heaven forbid, doesn't do the review that he's obligated and he violates a law, this is not just limited to the Aseres HaDibros. This applies to Kol Torah Kula. And we saw something similar, if you remember, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz in the Sefer Yireyim, is Lomdu Chachomi Pasuk Zeh, Shekeshem Shechayiv Hanum Olamed Es Pino Kach, Mamish Chayev Lulamid Es Ben Beno Kol HaTorah Shenemar Vodatem Levanecha Ulevnei Vanecha. So in contrast to what we saw earlier in the Ramban and also in the Sefer Yireyim, that this Vodata is the culmination of the Chiyuv of Mesiras Maimed Har Sinai, here in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, this Pasuk of Odatel Levanecha Levanecha is the chiyuv to teach Torah. In this case, the chiyuv on the grandfather to teach his grandson Torah. So it really doesn't reflect on the Maimed Har Sinai and everything we saw about the significance of passing on to our children and all the generations to come the Maimed Har Sinai. Ay Masha Kosev Zeh Gavi Aseres HaDibros. Even though it might seem when we read this parasha in Vaschanan that we're talking about Aseres HaDibros Yom HaShem Amadet Lefnei Hashem, but that's a lam dechosh kolam alamin es ben bino Torah malav akosav kilu kibla mihar Sinai. That when a person teaches his grandchildren Torah, it's considered as if he received that Torah at Har Sinai. Hu lelam dechosh kol hamalamin es ben bino Torah. Milo of Akosav Kiilu Kibla Mear Sinai. Vegam Achshav Shenichtav Torah Shebaal Peh. Now the Torah Shebaal Peh has been committed to writing. Viyuchal Ayim Bisforim. And if a person forgets something, he can always check it out in a Sefer. Ein Zem Moil Klum. The fact that he can reestablish his knowledge because the Sfarim are now available, you know, the printing press is long, long functioning, he says that doesn't undermine his shichacha because over belav b'shosh shachacha. At the moment he forgot his Torah, he violated the law. The af shachach yachzor v'yish al mirabo v'ilamderem ha'shachach. you know, again, he has an obligation to try to reestablish the knowledge that he forgot and go back to his Rebbe and learn it again, or go back to the Sfarim and review them, but nevertheless he still is in violation of Shichas HaTorah at the moment he forgot his Torah. And Mitzvah HaTorah lo tishtana b'shini adoros. Don't tell me that the Mitzvah of the Torah changed and now there's no longer lav in the Torah forgetting your Torah because now we have the printing press. Lo yachlif lo yomir dos aliolam. The das, meaning the statutes of the Torah, will never be changed, never be altered for all eternity. And alome v'sholcheach domo le'isha sholeles v'koveres. If a person forgets his Torah, that's a terrible thing. V'chol ha'mshakeach tovar echad mi talmudo goreim golos lebonov. He quotes another strange, a very harsh statement in Chazal about someone who forgets his Torah. And the punishment here is very, very severe. There was a sefer published on the Torah itself by the Chofetz Chaim. And he writes, in terms of the Milo of Chavivas HaTorah, in other words, what is the relationship between loving Torah, Torah being endeared to him, and Zikaron HaTorah, remembering the Torah, and he refers here to Perek Beis Mi Masechta Avos, Chamisha Talmidim Hoyelo L'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Elazar Ben Hurkis Bur Sid She'Eino Me'Apitip. The Gemara describes an outstanding Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that's Rabbi Elazar Ben Hurkis, is one of the Tanoim, as someone who soaks up the Torah and never forgets it. Ulechora says the Chofetz Chaim ain milas hazikaron min amilas haniknos lona biyegia. He says you might think that either you're born with this natural endowment of a good memory or you're not. Has nothing to do with your yegia. Lekoach zichron nifla shechonim. God bestowed upon him gratis a wonderful, marvelous ability to retain something and not forget it. And so the question here is, what is this emphasis here on remembering the Torah? L'chore, it depends upon what your natural, you know, endowments were. Ulam achres bonus kam koch hazikaron shodu b'mayla niknes al yidei yagia v'omel. It would seem to me, says the Chofetz Chaim, that even memory is a function of how much work you put in. And Zechurani Shebirosenu, he remembers in his city, I'm not sure if he's referring to Radin, Hayezokin Echod, Shesiper Bezeknuso Masharob Yalduso. When he was an older man, he was reflecting back and recalling what he had experienced as a child. Ech Shekesa Rusia, okay, the head of the government, you know, the Tsarist regime in Russia, Ovar Derecha Ayara, Lifnei Shivim Shana. So we're talking about a story that goes back 70 years. V'hinei tir azokin azes hatmuna hamariva ayin shehagala haita rituma lishnei susim levonim, that the beautiful carriage was being led and driven by two beautiful white horses. And the Nahag, he was dressed in the military uniform in Kova Maruba Chavush LaRosh, some sort of a square-shaped helmet on his head. V'aftir Mare HaNahag, he also describes the beautiful appearance of the driver in L'chayov HaDumos. He had red cheeks. This is a very detailed description. And he was sitting in his place on the outside of the cabin, you know, holding on to the reins, ready to drive the carriage. And he goes into great detail about specific minute details. He's remembering something that happened 70 years earlier. And he says there are others. You ask him what happened in a meeting with his son in the street yesterday, and lo samto libolo, he doesn't remember what happened yesterday. Hareisha zokin hazeh zocher b'knuso kol ha'protim shel ha'chagigah, who, that wonderful, you know, celebration of the czarist, you know, king, or whoever this Kesar of Rus is, es ovar Kesar der chayara, who rak mibnei sheyaldus hoisobo oz. It's a result of his childhood, v'shtokek b'shas maisa liros ha'kesar. He had such a burning desire to see the Kesar. Ve'hadovar nechras belibo. It was literally sealed. It was inscribed in his heart. Be'al duso achlo shocha filu b'knus. He didn't forget it in his later years, 70 years key. V'cheinu ablos ben hurkish enosan deritor alibo b'shtokekus nifraza. He had such a tremendous cheshek and desire and a craving for Torah that ablos ben hurkish would take the Torah and put it on his heart. Achafil dover echa midivrei Torah lo shachach mamish bar sin. He never forgot anything of his Torah, which is a proof and an indication of his chavivus for Torah, the love that he had for Torah. Shekein shekmochein is ava Torah elav achenaseis charus al libo. He loved the Torah so much that the Torah was inscribed on his heart. V'zoi min amidos hatovos shal ha'odom li dovek bahen. This is not something that's a natural endowment, you know, oh, he's got a phenomenal memory, but it's one of the midos that a person has to strive for, that he has to emulate, that he has to hope that he, you know, with all his tshuka and his she'ifa to love the Torah, to reach that level of love of Torah, to be dovek in Torah, and he realizes that he has to commit himself to a great deal of yegiah, a great deal of work. I just want to thank give yasher koach to Rabbi Gladstein, who was kind enough to send me this collection of sources. I did not hear the shiur, but the sources really are wonderful and have to be studied on their own. Yiratzon, I want to end with the tefillah that we should be zocher to the greatest midos of the studying of the Torah. And the Torah should be charis al libeinu. We should never forget the Torah we study, because we learn it with such ava and hishtokekus and hislavus that it becomes charis al libeinu. Amen.